Summer Breeze 2025 hier in der EMP Backstage Club Area. Ganz hoher Besuch aus Amerika. 700 Millionen Streams, 4 Millionen verkaufte Alben. Static X, Bassist Tony! Great to have you here, finally. It's about time.
Finally, I know. It's been a long time coming, man. And I've been wanting to bring Static X out here to all these festivals for a long time. And finally made it. It feels good, man.
Recently, you worked on a documentary called Evil Disco, The Rise, Fall, and Resurrection of Static X. So tell me all about it, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing we've been working on for a couple of years now. We're done with all the filming. We just got to put together the right edit, so we're going to work on that after we're done touring for the year. After these festivals, we go home and we do a tour in the U.S., main support for Mudvayne. And that'll take us into November, and then we go home, and then we'll work on the documentary.
I just saw some trailers right now, but there are very respected musicians like Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction or Jamie Jasta from Hatebeat speaking very highly of you. So
yeah.
Does that make you proud if such people are fans of Static X?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that you know, all these awesome musicians, you know, like our fucking band. So, yeah.
I mean, you have a very eventful history with ups and downs as well. So how did that feel for you? I mean, if you were standing in the ruins, you know, with the departure of Wayne and all the hassle and finally his death, that was pretty tough, I can imagine.
Yeah, there were some rough moments for sure, man. But, you know, we're happy to be here and to carry on Wayne's legacy and have a good time and bring it to all you awesome people, man. Mm-hmm.
And what was the initial spark to bring the band back together?
Initially, it just started with me wanting to finish up some demos that Wayne had left behind. And I was sitting at home. I wasn't touring for like 8 months. And it just seemed like the right time to go back, revisit that stuff, and try and make something out of it. So that's just how this whole thing started. When I contacted the other guys, like, hey, you want to help me finish these songs? Like,
and you just released two records already.
Yeah.
Regeneration Volume 1 and Volume 2 with all the vocal tracks of Wayne.
Yeah.
Were the songs ready on those demos, or did you just work them up?
No, I mean, some stuff was more complete than others, but nothing was finished except for the three songs that were B-sides that didn't get released from the Start of War record. And you know, we took all those tracks and changed all the riffs because the riffs sucked. That's why they didn't go on the record. And we kept Wayne's vocal performances. Yeah, and then other stuff was just like a riff and a drum machine pattern, or some of it was just a guitar riff and a vocal, you know. So it different states of disrepair, you know, that we had to go in and make complete songs out of.
And are there more demos left, or
that's it. Yeah, everything's out, man.
But luckily you have a great new vocalist called Xero, and it's like a kind of mystery hiding with a mask. Is that like the reincarnation of Wayne in a way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the intention wasn't for us to come out and be like, hey, here's Static X with their new singer. You know, that's not what we were trying to do. It was about, you know, we were celebrating the 20th anniversary of Wisconsin Death Trip. You know, and remembering Wayne for the guy he was, and we just, like, the goal was to represent Wayne in a cool way on stage without taking the focus away from Wayne. And, you know, we ended up landing on the Xero concept.
I mean, that's very respectful of your whole legacy. a pretty smart solution, I figure.
Yeah. I mean, it took us a bit of thinking to come up with something, man. I mean, we had a couple different ideas that just didn't really work, and then I went back to all our old merchandise items with pictures of skulls with Wayne's hair and beard, and like, well, I want to try something like that, you know. And that's when we landed on the Zero concept.
And what does the future hold? I mean, will Zero write his own lyrics and sing his own vocal parts in the future, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a possibility. And right now we're concentrating on finishing up these shows and then completing the documentary. Once that's done, then, you know, we'll cross that bridge.
I mean, the feedback so far of the reincarnation is just overwhelming. And people are going nuts. So after such hard years, does that make you extra proud and happy?
Yeah, no, I'm amazed. No one is more surprised than me how well this has gone, man. And I'm just so grateful to everyone that's been supporting us this whole time coming back. It's just incredible, man. I'm incredibly grateful.
So we are very curious to seeing you tonight at 1 o'clock on the main stage.
Yeah.
I've definitely been there. Thanks for joining us.
Right on, man.
Static X!